Real Estate Radio here on 94.9 News Now. Byron Lazine and Lee Barr from the One Team at William Ravis Real Estate, along with Brian Skelly from William Ravis Mortgage. This is the last show of the year, closing it out with good company as Chaz gets his nails done or does whatever he's doing today to close out the year. And we love you, Chaz, and Rob Wallace, who's been a key member of the show here as of late, also taking the last show off. But we've got Lee back on the radio, first time in a while. We're going to go over some end of the year numbers. Of course, next week's show, you absolutely want to turn into next week, the first week of the new year. We're going to break down all of the year to date final numbers for your CT real estate market. We've got close to end of the year numbers. We'll go over a couple of those today. We'll get into some projections, but it's been a very quiet week, enjoyable week, I hope for many. I hope for all of our listeners had a great Christmas holiday season and are about to have a great new year. But the when I say quiet week, man, those mortgage rates have, this has probably been the most consistent week of the year with all the volatility we saw throughout the year. 30-year fixed mortgage rate basically sat on Mortgage News Daily, their daily read, at about 6.6 to 6.65. I mean, really no movement all week. Brian, you joked before the show that everybody setting the mortgage rates is probably on vacation. And, you know, I'll ask you, you've been doing this over 20 years. Brian's got a ton of experience in mortgages and in lending. You go to Loan Appointment Center. I mean, schedule loan appointment, scheduleloanappointment.com to have a conversation with Brian to tap into his vast experience. But Brian, does this remind you of normal years this past week where the rate barely moves? I mean, in a normal year, that's typically what happens. The rate is very consistent. We've seen consistency here, not only the last week, the last few weeks since the rates have come down. Is that reminiscent of that, or are you expecting more volatility in the near future?
I would say this year was definitely busier than by far busier than usual for people interested in new applications. I mean, I typically don't even really pay attention to rates this week because, you know, you can't actually lock in a rate unless you just got an offer accepted. And typically nobody's getting their offer accepted, you know, the day after Christmas. But I did get two buyers had offers accepted this week. I did four new pre-approval applications on Thursday and two on Friday, which is unheard of. I mean, typically this time of year, I'm usually working two or three. This is one of the quietest weeks of the year. I usually work a few hours a day just to kind of make sure things are moving along on my loans that are closing in January. But it was significantly busier than usual.
Well, that's interesting that this week was busier. That's not really the question I asked you, but that we'll get to the question I asked you in just a second. So this week between Christmas and New Year's, busier than usual. I've also seen busier than usual end of the year interest from homeowners who are potentially going to sell their house, like in comparison to last year anyways. Leads me to believe spring's going to start early. We're going to have a highly active January real estate market in Connecticut, which is, you know, good news for people that are in the market. Certainly, it'll be good news for the agents working the market after a really slow year in terms of transaction volume, lowest transaction volume we've seen in two decades. So January, you know, starting off earlier, is good news to many. But the actual question I asked was...
Sorry, I sidetracked your question.
That's okay.
I kind of answered it. I said I don't usually pay attention to rates this year.
Looking back, not particularly this week. I'm just saying the whole year. Looking back on 2023, we've had tons of volatility. The 30-year fix has gone up. It's gone down. It's gone up. It's gone down. In years past, haven't you seen more consistency similar to what we've seen this particular week? Just across the board, you typically would go months without the rate changing.
Yeah.
You know, certainly not a half a point like we've seen multiple times, you know, at moments in this year. So are we going to start to get into more of a consistent rate as opposed to a volatile rate?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, there wasn't a lot of news to move the needle recently. which I think is what makes it stable. I mean, what makes rates stable is when nothing surprising happens, you know? So when things happen as people expected them to happen, rates don't change. It's usually when economic news is worse than people thought or economic news is better than people thought that makes rates move. You know, surprising. I mean, we actually ended the year not too much different than we started the year. And I can get into some numbers in a little bit, but I mean, compared to like 2022 and 2022 was dramatically different at the end of the year than the beginning of the year.
Of course.
So in that respect, I mean, this year was a little, you know, a little bit less stable, but 22 was a very, one of the strangest years I've seen ever. I mean, that was the year that rates went up more than I've seen it ever in my career. So I guess it depends what you're comparing it to. I mean, if you're comparing to like normal years, like, you know, 2015, 2016, I think this year was more volatile compared to 2022. If you look at where it started the year and where it ended the year, you could say that things have stabilized significantly and people are used to rates in the sixes and the sevens. Whereas in 2022, you know, even to see a rate in the fives was like shocking to people that year. So that's an interesting observation, I think.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense from what you're saying. And, you know, it's a good point that the rate that ended the year at about on Mortgage News Daily, 6.6, I'm sure you're...
Number for you here. Yeah. So December 31st, 2022, I used the Freddie Mac pretty close. It was 6.42 at the this time last year. And then on Friday, it was 6.61. So less than a 0.25% change compared to where we started the year.
The one thing we saw last year coming in at, you know, 6.42 is we saw it go all the way down to 5.99 early in the year of this year. And then it went back up, obviously. And that's the volatility I'm speaking of. We also saw it crack 8% this year. So we had some significant swings there.
Let me throw you this number. I look back 2 years, December 31st, 2021, 3.11 was the rate.
Yeah.
So it went from 3.11 to 6.42 in 2022.
Are over. But when we hear a 5.99, like we saw at the beginning of this year, you will see more activity. That's what really springboarded a spring market. Now, a spring market died off quickly based on the rates going back up this year. We didn't have a prolonged spring market, but we could have an early spring market once again this year. We'll get into that and maybe some predictions or some projections for what 2024 could bring in your real estate market. This is Real Estate Radio. This is 94.9 News Now, and we'll be right back. Real Estate Radio, 94.9 News Now, Stimulating Talk. Byron Lazine and Lee Barr from the One Team at William Ravis Real Estate, along with Brian Skelly from William Ravis Mortgage. One Team did, in fact, well, I guess we do have another day here, but did in fact lead the state in most transactions in 2023, just like in 2022. That's thanks to all of you. So thank you for our listeners, our friends, our family, our clients for helping us be the team in Connecticut with the most transactions, whether it's a buy, sell, or an investment. If you'd like to talk more about your real estate needs, go to oneteamct.com. That's oneteamct.com, oneteamct for Connecticut.com. If you have any residential tanking needs, there's only one place to go. It's 1-800-801-TANK. Talk to Service Station Equipment. Dougie Braun, still rocking and rolling with the team at Service Station Equipment. Year after year, he helps so many homeowners get their residential tanking needs in order, whether that's removing a tank from underground that doesn't belong there or getting the latest and best technology for their tank where it belongs, residential tank, that is. Service Station Equipment can take care of all of those needs. Call 1-800-801-TANK to get hooked up with Service Station Equipment. And thank you, Service Station Equipment, for continuing to support Real Estate Radio. I think this is our eighth year now doing the show, and we're looking forward to another great year in 2024 right here on 94.9. Not only are we looking forward to a great year, but we're always looking back on a great week for the One Team. Lee, what did we have for a rewind here on new listings and activity here at the team?
So for the rewind this week, we have new listings, 829 Goose Lane right here in Guilford, Connecticut, listed at one point.
This property's sick, by the way.
I saw it on social media. It looks really nice.
Yeah, it's listed at 1.9 with Nicole White. Honestly,
a lot of privacy
about this one. You can say it's got an in-ground pool, over 4,000 square feet, 5-bed, 4.5 bath, right along the East River. It is amazing. You need to go beautiful. Check it out.
Yeah, beautiful outbuilding. What's the? I know there's a ton of privacy. What's the acreage on that? Do you have that in front of you?
Yeah, let me pull that up.
Oh, I got like it. I got it here. Just under 10 acres.
I mean, I drove by this house all the time in high school and going down Goose Lane. And
this one was 9.83 acres.
Yeah, 9.83 acres. Yeah, if you're looking for land and
outbuilding,
just an absolutely sick property.
Yeah, this is a beauty. And then the other one we have with Rob Wallace for $49,999, 567 Vauxhall Street Extension in Waterford. This is a commercial office setup right there. Feel free to reach out to Rob anytime you need that one. For open houses this week, we only have one at 66 High at Sunday, 66 High Street in Guilford, Connecticut with Nicole White on Sunday, 12 to 2. And then for under contracts this week, we had 6 under contracts.
66 High Street just had a under contract in the last week. And so there's now one less unit remaining in the last and final building, the Chittenden building at 66 High Street. If you're looking for luxury living, 66 High Street it's one of those places you could treat as a hotel room. Many folks do that. They'll have a place in Florida, a place up there. You close the door, you go down to your other place for the winter. You don't have to think about it. You got a pool on site, gym on site, beautiful views, walk to downtown Guilford, walk to the train, walk to the beach, 66 High Street in Guilford, open house. What'd you say? Sunday, Lee?
Sunday, 12 to 2.
Sunday,
you're 12 to 2. You're going to need some more new condos to sell, Byron. You sold all these already.
That is true.
Any developers listening to the show, give Byron a call for your next condo project.
We are talking to a developer right now. The thing about development in not just Connecticut, but anywhere, it takes a long time. So we're talking to one right now. That project wouldn't even come, you know, you wouldn't be able to move into a project like that. It's a neighboring town from the Guilford project. You wouldn't be able to move into that until we're talking 3 years, you know, from today. And, you know, got to acquire the property. Right now they're doing their due diligence on that. Got to get through the town approvals. Got to go prep the property, build the unit, you know, the whole thing. So it takes a long time. And a lot of it is due to the permitting process and the process to get these things approved. We have the lowest inventory in the country. One thing Ned Lamont and, you know, local municipalities could do in Connecticut is try to push to speed that process up. That's what's hurt affordability in Connecticut more than the rates this year is the fact that we're at the lowest inventory level of any state in the country. We only bring about 2,000 new units to the state per year. You think about, you know, a place like, you know, Florida or Arizona or Texas. I mean, they'll do a 2,000 unit community in 9 months. And that's what we get for the whole state. So, all right, there you go on that. That's the One Team Rewind for the week. You can chat with us about your real estate needs at oneteamct.com. That's brought to you by Service Station Equipment. Of course, you can reach them at 1-800-801-TANK. That's not Get Tanked for all of you New Year's Evers out there. That's 1-800-801-TANK. Okay. All right. Let's get into some predictions here for 24. Next week, we'll have the total year 2023 numbers for you for your market. From November, you know, November to November, you know, year over year, we don't have all of December's stats here with just, we'll have that by next week's show. But year over year for November, median sale price went up on a rolling 12 months for all property types in Connecticut, 7.1%. For single family homes, that went up 6.2%. 6% is a pretty healthy number for year over year. But I'll ask you guys, over under on 6% annual growth for 2024 on, and let's just do single family homes. for single family homes in 2024. You guys got the over or under on that? This is not real estate advice. This is just having us a little fun just a here. Guess.
Yes.
On the last,
I'm gonna go under. I think we'll stay positive for sure. I'm gonna guess like 2 or 3 is my guess.
Over all the.
All right, so Lee's got over.
Demand is going to be strong.
Yeah, well,
it'll be interesting to see what happens with supply.
You're saying rates are coming down. I think they're going to keep going down. At the end of the day, it's like I'm looking at the inventory where I'm just listing a few houses right now, and there's nothing. When I mean nothing, there's 2 or 3.
Yep. So and
if rates keep coming down and inventory actually starts picking up, I think it could get a little crazy out there again.
And Lee's making a great point with the inventory he's looking at in the price points that the majority of the sales happen. It's going to be highly competitive. It's really hard to get, you know, the median price this year for single family homes was $393,000, you know, and on a rolling 12 months here, ending the year, you know, that's unaffordable for a lot of people, you know, so to get a $350,000 home, you're talking about those price categories are going to be highly competitive. When we factor in the entire market, 6%, when I factor in luxury, which I think is going to have a pullback on pricing, I think overall we're talking flat or a little bit up. I guess I'll take the under. We are at such a low inventory level. I think as the rates come down, the inventory will start to loosen up. And most sellers are buyers. They don't sell to live in a tent. That might just be a San Francisco thing. It's certainly not a Connecticut thing. Most sellers are going to sell to go buy another house. And I think that fluidity is going to at one point create a little bit of price confusion where it's like, oh, wow, there's more activity than we've seen, where you could see a flattening on prices at that point. So I'll just go a little bit under. How about this one? Pending sales. Lowest level I've seen since the GFC for sure. Lowest, you know, due to the numbers here, lowest level we've seen since 2012. Pending sales was about 20. Let me give you the exact number here. Pending sales for the year, 26,000. This is November over November, so minus 21.5% from year over year the year before. Are we positive or negative again in 2024 as a percentage number going up or down for pending transactions?
I would say transactions, I would be shocked if they're not higher. I mean, there was a lot of people that wanted to buy in 2023 that didn't buy, and there's a lot of people that wanted to sell that didn't sell because of the rates. And I think if rates stay below 7, which I think they probably will, we'll see more homes, more people making the jump because they're ready to move. I'm going to say more transactions.
Yeah, I'd say it all depends exactly how you were saying before. It'd be exactly what price range you're looking in. I'd say if you're looking in luxury, I think it would be less. If you're looking in an affordable price point, anywhere from probably like 600 and under, I'd say more.
Yeah, I'm going to go with more because it just got so low. Again, lowest we've seen since 2012. And if we go back, you know, those are not anytime nationally, which we've seen you dip below 4 million seasonally adjusted transactions, which is kind of like the Mendoza line nationally. You typically never see that going back 25 years. And anytime you've seen us get down to a real low level, you know, it's not there for long. We did have the double dip, obviously, of 2009 and then back down 2011 and 2012.
Yeah, the economy was pretty bad back then, too. I mean, that's probably why it was so low. I mean, the economy's much better now than it was in 2011, 2010.
Economy is much better in mortgages. That industry has completely changed. We'll have all of the final numbers next week on next week's show to go through. But any other final thoughts or projections here, Brian, on as we go into 24?
Well, I think mortgage applications will increase. I looked at the December, last week of December 2022, the index was at 184. This week, last week of December 2023, was at 191. So 4% increase over last year. I think that trend will continue. Just more activity. Like you said, it's been record lows, so can't get much lower.
One projection I'd have is I think the spring is going to be much better than this past spring based off of what we're seeing right now on early indicators. I do think the second half could be as slow as this year's second half, which might be shocking, but we're going into an election year. I think those 60 days leading up to the election are going to be tricky. It's going to be a highly competitive election, could get ugly. And I think you'll see some wait and see approaches like I've seen in other election years from a real estate transaction perspective. Lee, final thoughts?
You kind of took them all away right there with your last little little speech.
Good reminder. Good reminder about the election. I agree.
Took the words right out of Lee's mouth. We will see you guys next year. Have a great new year. Thank you so much for listening to Real Estate Radio. Thank you, Service Station Equipment, for continuing to support this show. Thank you to 94.9. Thank you to all of you who have supported the One Team. Happy New Year. We'll see you guys in 2024.